most important situation anywhere you go is the people's response to the doctrine, the reality of the doctrine. Now that's what is most important. And they have there in Syria, you've heard us talk about going overseas in 1967 and 1969, and we do plan to go overseas. Now, all of these places that you spoke about, I want to let you know I'm familiar with them. They're the last one of them.
Okay.
Although I have never, nobody has ever known me to go out of this country and go over there. I've been there.
Waiting laws and so forth and so on, that you read about, you know about.
But now the most important thing is this. You see, is the doctrine. Now, all these tricks and all that they do over there, Dr. George Washington Scott, who was possibility of the doctor, just heard me mention. Dr. Gross knows him personally. He was a Christian Jesuit. He used to travel with the American Archaeological Expeditionary Force in foreign lands and countries. And the American Expeditionary Force he was with them when they dug up King Tutankhamun in Egypt. And he also went to this mosque. Not the one that they got now. This is a new building. And he told about how those priests performed all these various different things. About the sword and so forth and so on. And he said that he was a witness to it and he had seen those things. But now here's what I want to tell you about that. Them tricks. See? Yeah, you can punch in something through your hand or something like that. And they do all them things. See? They know how to go into what you might call a hypnotic state. I'll try to tell you in a way you understand, so you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Now, those are true. You see, all up to that. Now, says they, which I don't know if you've ever heard me say anything about it before, says they from India. See, he come over in this country. See, just like this man that we had over here when he was in Hollywood. Astoria. See, and he went into this trance and they buried him, put cotton in his nose and his mouth and everywhere, and they buried him. See, the doctors felt his pus, no puff, no nothing like that, and they buried him. And the Dodgers and the Giants, I think, played baseball over his dead body. They took him up, and then slowly, he called it the resurrection from the dead. And all these things. And so he come back to life. Not a kid to do that. For tourists. They go to tourists perform these things. They go out. Now, when it comes to this doctrine, there's no trick in it. You're not a bad one. Okay? But I had to tell you all of that in order to let you know that people, when it comes right down to accepting this truth. Now, this human prince. His name is, of course, he first called himself Addis Ababa, Baba, see, over there in the desert, at this mosque, see, that he himself had built it. And the old one is there, too. But this is a strange thing that just went up in the desert almost unnoticed, see. And we have documents and all those kind of things on it, but I have it at the house, and Dr. Heidegger, this book belongs to him. Now, the one that I had is later than this, you see, and it tells you about this man. He's supposed to be the deceiver. Then he believes in Allah, see, and he's supposed to have performed a whole lot of miracles over there, see, and the people are looking that in this last 7 years, or last week of Daniel, for this deceiver to appear on the earth plane, see. Now, if you notice, and I had Dr. Tran to read the 16th chapter of Revelation. Now, there's three involved in this, not just one. See, but there's three. See? The beast, the false prophet, and, what else?
Dragon.
That's right, three
unclean spirit.
Yes. Now, that's the satanic trinity.
Yeah.
You see? Yes. Now, they're all involved in this. And now then, here's another thing. Now, they have been, I've been trying to tell you, see, the heavens first, and they come right out of heaven and right down through the dispensations and ages. Now, here's what's happening. You see, now, if you look in the 24th chapter of Matthew, you find there that from the times of this tribulation, see, on down until the revelation, you see, why then there was to be a time. Now, listen to what I'm telling you. That has never been like that before in the history of the world. Suppose you find that man and read it. See, now this is what's happening. Now this is what is happening. See, Yahweh is giving his ministers, see, from Pentecost, he's giving them power. And fact of the matter, he's in them preaching. And the other side of it, he's giving them more power than they've ever had to demonstrate and to manifest. And the deception has become so keen, see, so awful keen, until it's hard for the people to know the difference between one thing and the other.
Right.
Do you understand?
Right.
Now, we've often said to you, you see, that Yahweh, along with giving me a vision and a revelation, he also gave me the gift of healing. You see? And all. And then we try to explain that to you.
Mm-hmm.
See? And there is people sitting under the sound of my voice that have been healed of cancer and every other kind of thing.
Right.
They've been in the hospital and everything is right. You understand what I'm talking about? You see? Now, let me say this to you. See? Healing the physical body, you understand? That is no good.
Right.
Not now.
That's right.
Now, Yahshua the Messiah said this to his disciples. You know he raised Lazarus from the dead. It was called an almighty stupendous miracle. See? Is that right?
Right.
Well, that's a nice thing.
That's right.
You see? Dead 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Well, now, look. You see? If he tells his disciples that greater things than he done shall they do. You understand? What could be any greater? There must be something there. You see? Now this is what we have tried our best to do. That back in the Garden of Eden. See, there wasn't the stuff that the fruit on the tree wasn't pleasant to the eye and so forth and so on. You see? It wasn't that Yahweh was food for the man. You understand? And he didn't know what the man was going to do. But the fact is that he told him not to touch it.
Right.
Now when he touched it, see, I want you to see, he died instantaneously. See?
Right.
And his conscience,
right,
his inner self, his inner man was dead. And he walked around, you understand?
Uh-huh.
Now here's what I'm going after. See? It won't be the healing of the physical body. You've got to go right back to the same place as those now.
Right.
See, to resurrect a man from the dead. And to resurrect a man from the dead psychologically and spiritually is far greater,
right,
than raising anybody from the dead, irrespective than regardless how long they've been dead.
Right.
Now, that was the greatest thing that the disciples were to do. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Now, if you can get in here and preach the truth and get these people to see in their heart and in their mind and to believe, you understand? And rid him out of all this religious corruption and collusion and all these old hellfire satanic spirits, you understand, has crystallized the mind of the people with, and all these old erroneous doctrines, you understand, that's preached by them over there, the Mohammedans, and also by the Roman Catholic and by the Protestants. That's a far greater thing. You can get all that stuff out of
it.
Do you understand what I'm talking about? Yes, we've been crystallized in it. We've been from the birth on up. You understand? And it's a hard thing to get them satanic spirits out of our hearts and out of our minds. Do you understand what I'm talking about? It's just traditional. It's custom. We're enrolled. We're crystallized.
Yeah.
And then Satan has blinded our minds. Now here comes God. So what we have been trying our best to do. See, we want you to know what the purpose of Yahweh is. Mm-hmm. In all of this thing that we're talking about. In the creation of the heaven and the earth. Mm-hmm. We want you to know its plan and its purpose. Where it comes from. Right. Where it's going to. Right. You see, we want you to know what it created. Both good and bad.
All right.
You understand? Yeah. Negative and positive.
Yeah.
We want you to know that it was first in heaven and it's now coming down to the earth.
Right. Right.
You want to fight your attention to the extent that you can stop. And look at what you've been taught. Ask you what you believed all your life. Do you understand? You need satanic spirits. You need to save. You understand? Now you'll never know unless Yahweh comes along and shows it to you. And one thing he's not going to do, never did do it, and that's this. To leave something open to question relative to his purpose. See? Then you don't know what it is. See? He ain't gonna give you nobody to tell you nothing about it. And then he sends you off to a burning inferno or send you to hell for it.
Okay.
Now that don't make no kind of sense.
Right.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
That don't make no kind of sense. I was at a thrift shop. I'm always out there. And as I talked to him one night last week, I decided within myself when I got home, I said, I'm going to buy in the thrift shop if I can find one of these Jake's Doll books. See? And I found one. I bought 25 cents. See? And I said, now I'm going to take this Jake's Doll book see, and show these people. Like the fact you see this picture here.
Yeah.
See, now if you cut a jigsaw, cut this up into a jigsaw puzzle. You see. And if you try to crush that in the wrong place, it just don't fit. See? Now if you just try to crush, now here's a part of his eye, and you try to crush it up in his hand, it just won't fit. See, now here's a finger, and you're trying to press it on where that toe belongs. See, it don't fit, not cut out that way. But when you put it together like it is, then you have the same picture in the puzzle that you had on the outside of the box. You see what I'm talking about? Now then that's what has to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You see? We have to show you by these socks, these maps, and whatnot. And listen, you can't fool it. You see, you just can't do it.
Right.
Why? Because we know how the purpose works.
Right.
Did you find that over there in Matthew?
Yes.
Start the 21st verse and read.
For then shall be great tribulation.
Then shall be great tribulation.
Such as was not since the beginning of the world.
Now, since was not from the beginning of the world.
To this time.
Now, let me give this to you first. Now, you see, all of the people. From Adam on down,
right?
The Pentecost, all of them collectively speaking, is not out of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
See? Now that don't mean nobody that it has.
Right.
See? Now that's not what we say.
Right.
Now we say what we mean and mean what we say. See, Yahweh always has had somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Down to always.
All right.
Okay.
You say?
Yeah.
It is the seven from Adam.
Mm-hmm. All right.
See? Mm-hmm. Prophesy.
Mm-hmm.
Of what is, what's there, even down here.
Right. Right.
See?
Okay.
You understand?
Yes.
He spoke to Noah.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Not that long before Pentecost.
Right.
Do you see what I'm talking about? The problem is, it's Yahweh. See? Choosing whomsoever he will. Now, you can't put yourself in it.
All right. All right.
See? And sending that individual in the world. You understand? To tell the rest of the world. And it's just like he chose whatever prophet he wanted. But, you understand? Now, there was a whole lot of prophets. See? A lot of them were false.
Right.
And among them false, there was some truth.
Right. Okay.
Now, I'm talking about the fourth Pentecost.
Right?
I talked about all that. Never has, always has that somebody here. You see? In fact, if I was just to change that story up a little bit and tell you the real thing about it, you always had a walk around in there.
All right.
You see what I'm talking about? You follow what I'm talking about? And not in as much so as that's true. See, that old boy had walked around. Now, don't bring me to this. Read that down there, and I want you to open your books and talk that Revelation. I'll tell you what I'm talking.
For then there'll be great tribulation.
Because
it was not since the beginning of the world.
He said it was not since why that is. You see? See, there never had been no time since the beginning of the age. You understand? That Yahweh poured out his spirit on everybody.
See? He had selected and chosen vessels back there. Mm-hmm. You understand?
All right.
See? And then nobody else had it.
Right. But then. Mm-hmm.
Moses and Enoch and Abraham and Melchizedek. You understand?
Yeah. Now, here comes up another one. Now, he's trying to be something. You understand? Yeah.
You see what I'm talking about? He's not followed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You see? Now, what you people on this earthling have to do, now you have to do this. See, he's giving you that in this last day an opportunity to judge. See, now you have an opportunity to be giving you someone, and now you have to accept the Spirit. Now, if you don't do it, since it's free, see, and since he's in that vessel doing the preaching, if you don't accept the way he put it down, you're going to take it away the devil. Then you see, you got nothing lost at all.
Right.
All right. That's
you have to have the ability to judge it.
Yes.
Now, you're talking about nine planets. There's nine different gifts.
Right.
You see, and one of them is the discerning of spirits.
Right.
You have to discern what that spirit is in that, in that spirit.
That's what it is.
You see, you don't see that because the most people of today, now this is the most people, see, for instance, in Roman Catholicism and also in Protestantism. I won't tell you something. They don't even know what's in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
See, they don't know the books of the Bible. See, I'm speaking of the people collectively.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the majority of you all that have come in this place,
that
have heard the scriptures discussed and been to Sunday school, and so forth and so on. You don't know where the book of Jeremiah was, you don't know where it is.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know where the book of Numbers is, you don't know where it's at in the Bible. You understand what I'm talking about? You don't know what it's all about. That's somebody showing. See, now you don't know. See, now Yahweh's got to give you somebody to straighten that thing out.
Right. Right.
You see what I mean? So there's all kinds of interpretations. Now, if I want to make this way for you, too. See, he's got some, Yahweh, he's been going. Maybe I'll get this way. He's got some devil.
Yeah.
And then dirt is staying in that book.
Right.
See, you don't lift your finger off the line. You see? And that's how you get through. Them's your chiefs, and those are your leaders. Those are your instructors, those are your teachers. You see? You got a finger on it in the book, too. See? But I tried to speak both ways.
Yes.
I tried to speak of the congregation collectively. See, then I tried to separate it and show you this. See, that the teachers, you understand, good and bad, are the leaders of the people. You see? Since Pentecost, see these devils? And look, I want you to know that Yahweh said he gives them power.
Right.
To perform the
miracle.
Now, miracle is something you don't understand because you don't know how it works.
Yeah.
You see? You get it? You see? Now, he can't do them things of himself, but Yahweh he's giving him power. And right there on that score, he's giving his... See, he's giving the other fellow.
Right.
You see? And he's explaining to you and telling you what that other fellow's doing.
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, I haven't been raised that way. I'm brought up to this kind of thing. Now, that's just part of it. You see? See? Now, here's Yahweh. Now, that's correct. See? You understand? And if you get not, Muhammad's not going to sack it. You see what I'm talking about? Now, if you just stop, see, as we try to show you all the time, you see, if you just stop, no. See? And we told you to tell you this. Moses alone and by himself.
Right, right. You got that, right.
Well, nobody has that again.
Right.
See? But the devil will come along and he'll try to tell you he knows more about it than Moses or Yahweh than anybody else.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He can say he don't believe Moses' story.
Mm-hmm.
See? Now here's why I would say he didn't believe Moses' story. See? He said that Moses at the time said that the sun came in on the fourth day. See? He said, I can't see that. See? I don't see how we can have vegetation. You see, vegetation penetrates the sun on the third day. Even when Yahweh moved the waters off the face of earth and let the dry land appear, there was a double operation on that day. We don't break down every
beginning,
right? Not that way. There's a double operation on the third day, and there's a double operation on the sixth day.
Right.
That's a double operation on the sixth day. Every night time, you just can't call. You see what I mean? See? Now, it wasn't the sun. Now, you got the sun coming in on the fourth day. See your sense? Man said, I can't see how it could be like that. How are you going to grow vegetation without the light of the sun and the warmth of the sun? Therefore, since the sun was on the fourth day and vegetation was on the third, they don't believe the moon left the sun. They didn't. And they'll tell you what the opposition to it is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then, if you don't know, see, then you go on further.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
See, they tell you that the sun was first. Then you go on further. You see? Now then, y'all have to spend some
life.
You see? I would prefer to say that another way.
Yeah.
You see, he has to come himself.
Right.
And explain it to you.
See? Devil ain't supposed to know. You see what I mean? Devil and y'all explained it to you. See, you heard it the other way so long. See? Until you... I don't know about that.
See?
Right. But get the point. I don't know about that. You see? You have done criticized your own traditions and customs and ideologies and opinions. You see now?
Yeah.
See that now? And now the sun was first.
Yeah.
But you see, here what he did, he got his sons twisted. See, he's looking at the sun being put out here in the sky on the fourth day. Instead of looking at the sun over here. The sun of righteousness. This sun created everything did come from the sun.
Yeah.
You understand? But he got one mixed up with the sin and called real mystical.
Yeah. Right.
You see that now?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to know something. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Now, this has to deal from St. Paul's on down. I mean, all these things that were back here, they didn't know,
right?
And Paul, I think it's in the second chapter of Ephesians, says Yahweh hid them things in himself, which in other ages was not made, but is now manifested. That's why Messiah said, all the things that he said to us, that when the trumpet is called, turn the thing around and show you really what we're talking about. Why are you walking around here with me in the flesh and I'm walking around here with you now? You understand? A whole lot of things that's going to be said that you don't understand.
Right.
That's what he's telling the disciples. You understand? But now when I quit walking around here with you and then get in here, then you understand what I'm talking about.
All right.
But I'll bring all that back to your remembrance. And if you receive a mic, and I'll show it to you.
All right.
You see what I mean? That's where it got to be. Then you distinguish the difference between one thing and the other. But that's the right way. I had somebody watching my walk. He said, you better get a bell or something. I didn't get up here to watch no walk. I don't even have it on. I just now found out why I'm going to sit on that day. I didn't even have it.
See? Home in the drawer.
All right, read.
First verse.
Well, that's the beginning of the first verse.
And the temple of Yahweh was open in heaven.
And there was seen. Now look, John is seeing a vision. You see what I mean? The 12th chapter. No one said, well, I'm after that. See? I'm after showing you where there was a war in heaven. And John is seeing it, being revealed to him in the spirit. He said, and the temple was open in heaven. All right, read on.
And there were lightning and voices,
and there was lightning and voice,
and great hail,
and great hail.
And there appeared a great wonder.
And there appeared a great wonder.
A woman clothed
with the sun. And the moon. And the moon under her feet. You see? A woman clothed with the sun. And the moon under her feet. See? The woman clothed with the sun. Now we're just going to try everything we know how. See, we've done it. See, we first showed you that Yahweh was masculine and feminine.
Right.
We told you that Elohim was a plural word.
Right.
Is that right?
Right?
Then we told you that Yahshua, he had a wife and a bride.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's plural.
You know what I'm saying? Now here's John in the spirit. He sees a woman clothed with the sun. Now in order for him to manifest that thing down in the earth, see, he's got to bring forth that man earth.
Right.
You see? And that woman has got to be in that sun, she's filled with it.
Yeah.
You see? So he's showing you what's in the incorporeal.
Yeah.
That putting it down here on earth.
Right.
And that kind of thing. And Moses was the only man that saw that. In other words, Moses looked right at him. Created Adam. And consequently, he was the only one that could say that he was made in the likeness. Man was made in the likeness and image. But Moses was not there when he really created it. This is a, now every year they told you about it being a rerun. Now Yahweh only has the power to go back through something. You know what I'm saying? This happened and occurred a long time ago and show it to a man step by step.
Yeah, all right.
And that's what's happening up here in this month.
Right.
He's showing Moses what he's doing. See? And when he gets this, Moses is witnessing him creating this man. And then he says, this man is in the light of this.
Yeah.
Then that day said the woman was clothed with the sun. Then he caused the deep sleep to fall on the heaven and took the woman out of the man. With the rib and the womb.
Yeah.
You understand? And made. Somebody said, well, it looks like y'all have 12 ribs on one side and 11 on the other. No, that's only bone in the body that'll grow back out. Now, if you cut your leg off, that goes to the heart. And if it didn't grow out, I'll show you that. But a rib will.
All right.
Is that all right, Doc?
That's right.
See? So then you've got as many on one side as on the other. All right. Bring on.
And he being with child cried, to be able to birth, to pain to be able to be delivered.
See?
And there appeared another one.
You see? Now you got it both ways there. Now you know what I mean by both ways? You got the woman clothed with the sun, and now then you got the woman, she's pregnant.
Yeah.
With the child.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, we tell you, the woman is of the man, and so also is the man, Yahshua the Messiah, born of the Virgin Mary.
All right.
See? John got the whole story. Read up.
And there appeared another wonder.
See, now he's saying about these wonders. Read up.
And behold, a great red dragon.
And behold, a great red dragon.
Seven heads.
Now, don't you see there's 7 days here, 7 days in a week, see? 7 suns, 7 stars, 7. You see what I mean? 7 is complete. 7 heads. But it's all in one life. See? And people have read that, you know, and give it, I hope never see nothing like that. Somebody's wondering whether something out there in the sea is going to raise up like that. He's got a story in there now over there in the foreign country, see, where they expect some great animal or something to rise about it. You see what I mean? See, with these 7 heads, that's that black guy's feet. I ain't got time to go into all of it. But the read on that.
And his tail drew the third part of the
sun. And his tail drew the third part. Now, what he's really talking about, this cat's talking about casting out those nets. You see? See? Now, that's got to come right straight through these 7 ages.
Uh-huh.
And it's got to come back right in the Garden of Eden. And it's got to come on down. And right on down, but halfway we read it. Manifested in these preachers and all. And the satanic powers. Now you understand, and all the corruption and the high idolatry and the great superstition and the tradition, which is
have been taught all your life. And how can you do this kind of writing? You see? Now, somebody's back in his eyes. There's a lot of the smart boys, college grads, I can understand Revelation. It's simple and looking in the Bible. Why? Because it's explained what has been revealed. And that's what John was telling you about.
All right, read it deeper. And there was war in heaven.
And I looked, there was war in heaven.